السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Azur says, and those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah, and then follow not up that which they have spent with reproaches or injury, these people have their reward with their Lord, and they shall have no fear, and nor shall they grieve. Then the second verse says, those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah by night and by day, secretly and openly, these people have their reward with their Lord, and on these people shall come no fear, and nor shall they grieve. Hazur says that Allah the Almighty in the Holy Quran, from the beginning until the end of it, in various places and repeatedly, Allah has said to the believers, and He has drawn people's attention towards this fact of spending in His way. And Allah has provided various examples, and by various methods He has explained that a believer who spends in the way of Allah, it tells what the benefits of it is of spending in the way of Allah. However, there is a condition that if you sacrifice in His way, it should only be for His sake and His sake alone. There should be no other purpose in spending in His way. As is mentioned in one place in the Holy Quran, Allah says in this place in the Holy Quran, that apart from spending for the sake of His pleasure, you should never spend in any other manner. So thus, if the person who spends in his way, and if he is a true believer, Then before he spends in the way of Allah, he looks at what Allah desires and what Allah's will is. And he does not spend on those things by spending which Allah will not be pleased. That is, he does not spend on such things that Allah will be displeased by. So if we understand this fact, then apart from the progress of the Jamaat, and apart from the spiritual reformation that we will gain from this, it will also help in terms of the various conflicts that arise between husbands and wives in the household. And there are various complaints that come from the wife, for example, that the husband did not fulfill this right of mine, or this husband did not provide me with this and this thing. And similarly, the husband also complains that my wife, the husband complains that my wife spends extravagantly or wants beyond our needs, and she has deprived me of what I have. And because of these differences that arise between husband and wife, these kind of debates and these kind of quarrels that come up to being in the household, then this has actually destroyed the peace of the household. And what this has also caused is that it causes harm in the upbringing of the children. And this is actually not just an objection against women as well, but what I have seen is that this objection from women is that what the man spends, they actually spend it foolishly outside on their friends instead of spending it on them. Or they only look at their own needs rather than looking at their wife's needs, and they are stingy in terms of spending on the household. This is the complaint that comes from certain women. And this actually becomes the means of causing the household to be destroyed, or the household peace to be destroyed. So thus, if money is spent in the way of Allah and for attaining Allah's pleasure, then this will be the means of establishing peace in the household. And actually, this will also cause the upbringing of the children to be done in a better manner. And this will also cause blessings to descend on the household. And also, this will draw attention towards sacrificing in the way of Allah and draw attention towards sacrificing for the sake of the Jamaat. There is no doubt in this, that your own expenses or your own money or what you earn, that if you have a husband, a wife or children or anyone else, they have a right on what you earn. But despite this, if there is any difference, then you should look at what Allah's will is and what Allah will be pleased by. Then if you do this, this will fulfill the rights of your house. And also, this will draw attention towards spending in His way, that is the way of Allah the Almighty. By the grace of Allah in the Jamaat, there are a lot of people who do not earn that much, but there are a lot of people who actually spend and who actually implement this teaching, and they actually fulfill the right of the, what their households have on them, and similarly they also spend for what Allah will be pleased by. So they do both these things. But there are certain people, there are a certain group among such people who do fulfill their own rights or their own needs or desires, and they do be always worried about fulfilling what they need themselves. But their level of sacrifice is nevertheless, that is, their level of sacrifice is the level of sacrifice of low people with a low level, and they do not reach that level of the other people in comparison with those people who spend in the way of Allah. But we cannot say this, that every person is like this, or every Ahmadi is like this. I am just giving example of a handful of people. I also know such people. And I have mentioned this a number of times in the past as well, that there are such people who, from what they earn, the money that they earn, they actually spend very less on themselves. And they leave a small amount for themselves. And they spend hundreds and thousands of dollars or pounds for the sake of schemes of the Jamaat. But in fact, they emphasize this, and they say, we want to give such and such amount, and they say, we want to give this for this purpose of attaining Allah's pleasure. And they ask, where should we give this? And then we have to think, where can they give it to? That in this year you can give it in this place, and in this time you can give it in that place. This is where the requirement is. So these are those people who fulfill their promises, and after partaking in their chanda, after giving their chanda and all the schemes of monetary sacrifice, after that they spend for themselves. These are those people who are always engaged in attaining Allah's pleasure, and they are busy in trying to please Allah. And still, despite doing all this, they are worried that have we fulfilled the right that we owe to Allah in terms of spending in His way? I receive letters of gratefulness from them that you have accepted our humble offerings of sacrifice. But, as I have said, that some people have actually given huge amounts. And not only this, that they have just given it as a one-off, but actually they have made it a permanent way of their lives to give large amounts. And what they have made it a way of their lives, that after giving towards all these schemes of the Jamaat, then they give a very large amount, or they give whatever they have to give, and only after that they spend on themselves. And as I have said, wherever the requirement is, we spend on in that way. For example, for making mosques, for making mission houses, or for making other necessary things. These expenditure that is received, this money that is received, is spent on all of these things. And these people who make these large sacrifices are not just Pakistanis and Indians who have been receiving this upbringing for such a long time. They were the children of those buzurgs, those elder and holy people from the past. But actually, there are also people in Africa who make very large sacrifices. There are people in Africa who have made beautiful mosques from their own contributions. And similarly, there are also other various projects or various schemes taking place, and they contribute towards these things. And these people who make these sacrifices, the humbleness and the humility and the happiness they display after giving this, this clearly elucidates and this clearly proves that these people are doing this purely only for the sake of Allah, and they are anxious to spend in the way of Allah. This verse, or these verses that I have recited, exactly according to this, by spending in the way of Allah, these people do not even say that we have given hundreds of thousands of rupees or hundreds of thousands of whatever currency in the way of Allah. They do not say that this is our kindness on the Jamaat. They contribute and they offer these sacrifices with great humility and humbleness. And even after this, they say, have we actually fulfilled our sacrifice that we had to give? They are thankful and grateful to Allah, and they understand this kindness of Allah, that Allah has enabled them to give these contributions and make these sacrifices. Here it is necessary to clarify one thing, that the majority of the Jamaat are those who earn a less amount, and there are those who earn different levels of amounts in the Jamaat. And as I have said, despite this, these people give extraordinary sacrifices. And these people never say this, that the Jamaat has started so many schemes and we earn only a small amount. How can we give this? Because the majority of the Jamaat earning a less amount. They do not say why the Jamaat started so many schemes. But despite this, they contribute towards the Jamaat with great passion, and they never say that why have there so many schemes been started. They never say that we have had to tie the stomachs of our children, that is, hold back what we want to spend for them for the sake of contributing to these schemes. And neither has it ever come in their heart, and neither do they ever make this demand that because we have made this and this sacrifice, that we have such and such personal need, so that Jamaat should give to us now. And they never think that somehow this is due to their generosity. But actually, these people, with great humility and great humbleness and great happiness, they say that we have given to the Jamaat. Certain people have set a certain way of giving chanda. Because they have a very small income or a very low income, they cannot contribute to all the schemes at one time. So some people make a box, and every day they put a small amount into that box. And they put it into that box with this thinking in their mind, that Tariq-e-Jadeed and Waqf-e-Jadeed or this and that scheme, we have to give towards it, so that we have to put it one time at a time into this box. There are many examples like this. One person, for example, wrote to me that I started gathering for many years into this box my money, so that the next year when the announcement is made of Tariqa Jadid, I could give that money. And his effort was this, that however much chanda I gave towards Tariqa Jadid in the previous year, I should give an equal amount the next year. So when he opened his box near to the time of the end of the year, he saw that the amount was very less and the amount was very low, and he started thinking that how can I fulfill this amount that I have to fulfill. He said the secretary of Tariqa Jadid came to me and he said, in this target of this year there is this and this amount of shortage and we have to fulfill it, so we have made this your responsibility. He said that I only have a low income. I cannot give any large amount. How can I give a large amount when I have such a small income? But nevertheless, despite this, but because you have come, I will have to give you something. I will give you some amount at least. Otherwise, whatever I have gathered or whatever I will give, I normally give it at the end of the year when everything has gathered. But I have actually gathered this for the next year, so that when the announcement of Tariqa Jadid comes, I will give it. He said then at that moment, it came into my mind that if for the sake of Allah's pleasure, and if somebody wants to please Allah, then what is the difference between next year and this year? I should give whatever I have. Because anyhow, I have not fulfilled the amount. So what he did then, he gave whatever amount he had to the secretary of Tariqa Jadid. And he said, I came home and I had sat down. Then immediately what happened, that an envelope came. It was a parcel with a letter and there was a check inside it. And that was exactly that amount which I had given. And that person who sent that check said that at that time, a long time ago, I took a loan from you. And this person himself had forgotten that he had given a loan. And that person who wrote the letter said, I am now returning your loan to you. And I apologize that I have not paid it back for such a long time, but now I give it back. So in this manner, that amount was fulfilled in this miraculous way. So Allah the Almighty immediately not only allowed him to equal that amount, but allowed it to increase above what he was expecting to pay. So this is how Allah rewards those people who sacrifice in His way. That even for a few hours, He did not keep him in this fear that how will he fulfill the chanda for the following year. So what this means as well, this is another meaning of this part of the verse, that these people have no fear and no distress upon them. They start receiving such reward even in this world. They receive such reward even in this world that their every fear, their every distress and their every anguish starts transforming into a kind of happiness. But there is a stipulation put upon here that you have to be completely pure. Your sacrifice must be totally clean and pure and for the sake of Allah alone. And after you make the sacrifice, you should never think that we have given some kind of kindness towards the Jamaat. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani, the second Khalifa, he started Tariqa Jadid. And when he started it, he demanded that people lead a simple life. He said regarding food and clothes, the expenditure for it, you should lessen the expenditure towards it. And by lessening your expenditure towards these things, then give towards this chanda of Tariqa Jadid. This is what Hazrat Musleh Maud, the second Khalifa, said. At that time, the state of the people of the Jamaat was such that it was not like it is nowadays, by the grace of Allah, how people are. But nevertheless, men, children, women gave sacrifices and they gave it happily. Nowadays, we even see today, in certain houses of poor people, we see that they give these sacrifices, but this is not a kindness on the Jamaat. But these people are actually worried that how will we give more? That how can we obtain more to give more towards the Jamaat? And these people who make these sacrifices, Allah has said to their progeny, and He is addressing their progeny and He is rewarding them. So therefore, a believer, when he sees these blessings of Allah the Almighty, then his levels of sacrifice start increasing and they increase even further than before. After making these sacrifices, he does not say that this is a kindness that I have given. But actually, he gives these sacrifices hidden from view from everyone, that nobody could find out that I have given these sacrifices. And the only thing that is in view of him, that Allah should be pleased with me. This is the only thing that he thinks, that may Allah be pleased with me. And by the grace of Allah, we see such incidents and such scenes of these things all over the Jamaat today. non-Ahmadis, they think that perhaps the Jamaat has millions and billions of rupees. They say, how do we get this money? Where does this money come in the Jamaat? And they say, how so easily can Jamaat implement all its schemes and its projects? This is the allegation that the non-Ahmadis say. But they do not know that Allah the Almighty, even with such a small money, gives so much reward to the Jamaat that these other worldly people cannot even envisage it. And then also this, apart from this, that these are not billions of rupees that are with the Jamaat. But in fact, with high moral standards and with purity and for the sake of attaining Allah's pleasure, this is an unlimited treasure of attaining Allah's pleasure. This is what it actually is, a priceless and unprecedented treasure which that is incited into the hearts of Ahmadis. Ahmadis want to earn more so that they can give more. There is a passion, an interest, a desire in them that let us have more so we can give more. And there are thousands of examples in the Jamaat, in every nation of the Jamaat. Other people give 5 rupees towards some mosque and then they announce it hundreds of times. But an Ahmadi, he reduces his own necessities and he gives large sacrifices despite those necessities being reduced. But normally when he does it hidden from you. Nobody knows he has done it. Yes, there are some sacrifices which are mentioned of certain people, but those are mentioned from the Jamaat, not from the individual. That person does not want that his name is announced that he has sacrificed towards this scheme. Sometimes in some chandas a list is made of those people who have given it, and that list is given to the Khalifatul Masih. But this is only given for the simple purpose that they are prayed for. This is the only reason that this list is given. So this purpose has a pious objective behind it. It is not a kind of show. There is an actual reason behind it. And the reason is that so that the Khalifa Waqt can know, the Khalifa of the time can know who has made this sacrifice, and he can pray for him that may Allah the Almighty, for these people who have given these sacrifices, may he give blessings to whatever they have given, so that their levels of sacrifices in the future can keep on increasing. Then also as well, so that because it is a command of Allah that in the doing good things you should be drawn towards doing better than before. Today the new year of Tariq-e-Jadid will inshallah be announced. I will also provide you with certain details that how in terms of financial sacrifices, because of presenting them or because of telling about them, people start going towards making even more efforts to making monetary sacrifices. That is, when details are given of who has done what, then they try even more the following year. And this is because of the individuals and the people of the Jamaat Ahmadiyya. So if it is told that who has made the financial sacrifices, it is done for the sake of a reason. And the reason is this, that according to Allah's command, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ should be kept in view. In the capacity of the Jamaat, in the entire world, it is only Jamaat Ahmadiyya whose members who actually follow this verse of the Holy Quran which says to spend in his way in a practical manner. That is, with a practical example, in the day and night they are making sacrifices in the way of Allah. For 24 hours of the day, this way of sacrificing is continuing in the Jamaat and in the people of the Jamaat. By the grace of Allah, in Jamaat Ahmadiyya has spread to all corners of the world. Jamaat Ahmadiyya is in every country of the world. Somewhere in the world it is day and somewhere in the world it is night. At this time I am giving this sermon, then in some country it is actually early morning. And in some country of the world where people are listening to this sermon, it is actually the middle of the night. And with this announcement of Tahreek-e-Jadid, the promises start coming, and this way of promises keep on coming in. So actually these are not just individuals who give these sacrifices, but actually at one time as a Jamaat as a whole, at day and night, the people of the Jamaat are presenting their sacrifices in the way of Allah. These people who make sacrifices in the day and in the night, Allah has said about them. that this is actually indicating towards that universality that the Messiah of Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was to come and unite everyone. So this is actually that sacrifice, and this is those beautiful sacrifices that actually for the sake of the faith of Allah, for spreading it in the day and the night, in every part of the day, in this time, Allah has established all of this. So that in every part of the world and at every time in the world, the purpose of the coming of the Messiah of Muhammad, which was to fulfill the propagation of Islam and the guidance, in order to fulfill it, sacrifices are continuing to be offered. In terms of fulfilling the propagation of the guidance or to spread it in the entire world, this is not an ordinary task indeed. This task is actually a responsibility put upon those who believe in the Messiah of Muhammad. The Holy Prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the teaching that he brought, it was a perfect teaching. And that perfect guidance that he brought to spread it in the entire world and to complete that guidance being propagated entire the world, that was to occur in the time of the Messiah. So this is our responsibility, that who have accepted the Messiah of this age, the Messiah of Muhammad, that although in comparison with the world, our means are minimal. In fact, they are equal to being zero. But for the sake of fulfilling this task that Allah has put the responsibility on us, that task that Allah has made us responsible for us, it is only when we are engaged in sacrificing towards this task day and night, then it is when Allah will reward us for this. And inshallah, Allah will reward us for this. As Allah says Himself, that لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون, that neither is there any fear on them and neither is there any distress upon them. That is those who give sacrifices. There is no anguish in them. There are many means in the entire world, and perhaps the world has a lot of power. And perhaps at this time, in terms of numbers, in terms of quantity, the people who are non-Ahmadis are much larger than us. We are just a small Jamaat. But despite this, Allah the Almighty says that for the sake of attaining the pleasure of Allah, your sacrifices that you make day and night and that are done with a pure heart, that are away from any kind of ulterior motives, these are accepted by Allah the Exalted. And therefore, do not have any fear within you. And there is no need for you to be anguished or distressed in any way. That what will the world do with us? You should not think like this. You should not be distressed by this. Or that how will we progress? How will we advance? Or that these sacrifices that we are making, will they actually result in anything or not? Allah the Almighty says that until you do this with a clean heart, with a pure heart, until you make these sacrifices in these manner, then these sacrifices will actually result and they will blossom and give fruit, because the final result will be born from Allah the Almighty. And Allah the Almighty says that these sacrifices, I will actually reward it 700 times more than you give. That is those people who submit wholly to Allah and they do it in a pure heart. I will continue to reward their sacrifices. Those people who become the worshippers of Allah and they make these sacrifices, then Allah says about these people that whatever sacrifices you make, however many sacrifices you offer for this way, Allah the Almighty will keep on rewarding this. And there is no need for any hurry. Leave the result with Allah. Leave the fruit with Allah. He will provide it. When you offer your sacrifices and you will become part of the helpers of the Messiah of Muhammad, and for the sake of the propagation or the completion of the propagation of the guidance, give your part towards that. So the fact of the matter is this, that in your lives, it is not necessary that you will see these results or you will see these effects, but you will also see some effects by the grace of Allah which are from Allah. Inshallah, those people who give these sacrifices in the Jamaat, one day these sacrifices will actually make these small numbers right now into huge numbers. Our work is only this, to attain the pleasure of Allah, and for the sake of attaining His pleasure, to keep on working to this effect. And for the sake of attaining this pleasure, we have to in our hearts establish a passion and make a resolute devotion that we will never tire of this, we will never be exhausted by doing this. Now, I will give some details of the year-ending Tariq-e-Jadeed. I will also give some comparisons and some mention of the Jamaats at the top. By the grace of Allah, this was the 76th year of Tariq-e-Jadeed, which finished on the 31st of October. And by the grace of Allah, after so many blessings and rewards, this year comes to an end. And by obtaining these blessings and obtaining these rewards, by having these displayed, and after seeing amazing results as a result of these blessings, we have said goodbye to this year ending Tariq-e-Jadeed. Today, the 77th year of Tariq-e-Jadeed is being announced. That is the commencement of the 77th year of Tariq-e-Jadeed. May Allah make this year even better than previous years, allow even more successes and rewards. According to the reports, this year, the worldwide Jamaat in Tariq-e-Jadeed contributions in completion gave approximately 5.4 million towards the Tariq-e-Jadeed schemes. The reports of the small countries have not been given yet, and also there are other small Jamaats, and we have not been able to contact all the Jamaats, and for various reasons all the figures and all the reports have not been obtained. Perhaps they are on the way. But according to the reports that have come, this is the sacrifices, this is the total contribution that has come already. And by the grace of Allah, compared to the previous year, this is more than £500,000 more than last year. And by the grace of Allah, this year as well, Pakistan have established their honor of being the highest most contributor and being ranked number one towards Tariq-e-Jadeed. And that most happy thing for all of you is this, that I should not say this was unexpected, but I should say it is the reward of Allah, it is actual an explanation from Allah that at the second number this year is UK. UK have left Germany and America far behind this time. And this jump that has been performed by the UK Jamaat, it is so extraordinary that I would like to say that perhaps the administration do not even understand that how the UK have jumped so far ahead. 2 years ago, Germany and the UK Jamaat, there was only a small difference between them, and the people of the Jamaat were very upset. And some people even said to me, and messages were even received by me, that if there was such a small amount of difference between us and Germany, if we had known, we would have given that amount so that UK could have climbed above Germany. But nevertheless, despite this, you people have, with efforts and with prayers, you have even left America behind. MashaAllah, this is a great progress here. Out of the Jamaats outside of Pakistan, until a few years ago, UK used to be even the 8th or 9th number, and by the grace of Allah, now after Pakistan, UK have come into the first position. Something that I would like to say by way of reminder here, that I was looking at this report, I was looking at the records actually, and I was very surprised that in around 1988, the promises of the UK Jamaat, according to the rest of the world, was actually number two, that is up after Pakistan. And then slowly and gradually, they started falling behind. Now, this honor that you have obtained, this honor that you have received of being at number one, according to the previous records, do not let it go away from you again. Keep it established. Do not let it go away like last time, inshallah. Here as well in the UK, the animosity against Jamaat Ahmadiyya that is raising from the non-Ahmadis, some women have actually been hurt as well. Perhaps some men have been abused or hurt as well here in the UK by the non-Ahmadis. There are good results coming out of all of this, that by the grace of Allah, Allah the Almighty has, as a result of these physical sacrifices, have allowed financial sacrifices to increase even further. Certain people's jobs have actually been affected in certain areas. Non-Ahmadis have caused a hue and cry here in the UK. And sometimes some people have been removed from the jobs by non-Ahmadis. But despite all this happening here, this animosity, this opposition has actually caused good results. And by the grace of Allah, whatever opposition has taken place against the Jamaat actually resulted in better results afterwards. In terms of the increase in the chanda of the Jamaat, there is a large proportion of Lajna who contributed towards this. The target of Lajna, I said to them once that you should increase this target. And by the grace of Allah, the Lajna in the UK, they have increased in their contribution almost £45,000 more than before. That is £45,000 more than before the Lajna UK have given. At the second number, that is the third number, is USA, and then there is Germany. Germany have been left so far behind that if you keep on this level, it is difficult that you will ever return. But they can come forward, then they should come forward. Because first the Germany people thought that we have jumped so far ahead that it will be very difficult for UK to catch up to us. But now there was an extraordinary jump this year by UK. Then there is Canada after that. At the fifth number, then there is India, then there is Indonesia, Australia, and then there is an Arab country. And I'm not saying the name of this Arab country. Then there is Switzerland, which is about the same rank, and then there is Belgium after that. In terms of Pakistan, we know the situation there, the circumstances there. For the last many years, there are extraordinary difficult circumstances there, not just economically, but also in terms of the way Ahmadis live. And this year, because of the flood especially, the economic difficulties, economic downturn is very harsh, especially in places like Muzaffar Khan and other places. They have been affected very harshly and very significantly because of the flood. But it is absolutely amazing and it is extremely surprising that the Jamaats of these places, the Markaz, the center, the target that they gave them, they have fulfilled these targets. The villages were totally swamped because of this flood, their crops were totally reduced. But despite all of this, and as I have said, in terms of the country as a whole, there is an effect on the entire nation, but by the grace of Allah, despite this material harm that they caused, they were not harmed in the spirituality. And this is why they were able to fulfill their targets. There is a Jamaat of Lahore, for example. In terms of the report that has been received from Lahore Jamaat, that is, in terms of Pakistan, Lahore is number one. And regarding them, according to the local currencies, the rank of the various Jamaats is as follows. Regarding this, first of all, there is an Arab country which I will not mention, and at the second number is India. If we look at it according to the local currency, then according to that, they have increased 84%. And in India as well, there is a lot of opposition. There is extremely harsh opposition in some places where there is a large majority of Muslims. And in such places, Ahmadis are having to bear very great hardships and face a great deal of opposition. But because of this, financial sacrifices have actually increased. Then there is Australia at number 3, then there is UK, then there is Pakistan and Canada, there is Switzerland, America, Belgium. This is if we look at it according to the local currency of these countries. Then if we look at it in terms of contributions per head, America at number one, then Switzerland, then there is Dubai, Kababir, then there is another Arab country, then there is Switzerland at £62 per head, then there is Kababir, £60 per head, Japan, UK, Bahrain, Ireland and France, and Canada, Australia. For some time previous, it has been being emphasized to this effect, and this is being done for the past few years, that those people who have done Tariqa Jadid, they should be new people who actually join this scheme of Tariqa Jadid. In particular, children and new Ahmadis should actually join the Tariqa Jadid scheme. So, as a result of this, people have drawn their attention towards this, and every year there is an increase in the number of people joining this scheme of Tariqa Jadid. By the grace of Allah, there are more than 600,000 people that have formed in this regard. I believe the previous year was about 500,000. There was about just over 500,000. This has increased by 30,000 from last year. There is still room for improvement here, and particularly in the African countries. They should make efforts, even if they give a few pence or a little bit amount of money. That, specifically those new Ahmadis, they should get into the habit of giving this chanda, and if they get into this habit, it will help it to increase. This is also an obligation for missionaries to draw people's attention towards this. When you give financial sacrifices, it will increase your bond with the Jamaat, and also it will increase your relationship and your connection with Allah. Allah the Almighty has said this in various places of the Holy Quran. In terms of quantity and in terms of amount received, you should remember this, that as I have said regarding the Daftar Panjam, which is the fifth office of the Tariqa Jadid scheme, that those people who are born new or those people who are joined new into the Jamaat Ahmadiyya after 2005 or the converts, for example, they have to join into the scheme of Tariqa Jadid, and those people who will join it will be included in Daftar Panjam, the fifth office. This is taken care of in Pakistan, but in outside countries after 2005, however many people are joining this Daftar Panjam in Tariqa Jadid, it is necessary that you write Daftar Panjam, the fifth office of Tariqa Jadid after this. It will require a little bit of effort by the secretaries of Tariqa Jadid to ensure that after the name of those people after 2005, Daftar Panjam or fifth office is written down. In Africa, Nigeria, by the grace of Allah, in terms of overall collection, is actually the first in terms of African countries. They have increased and progressed extraordinarily since last year. May Allah increase them even further because of their extraordinary progress since last year. Apart from this, in comparison to last year, Gambia and Ghana have actually been made huge increases compared to last year. And these are distinguishing increases, but I think in terms of Ghana, there is still room for improvement, and they actually can come to number one. Ghana in particular, they should try to increase the amount of people and the amount of collection as well. Sierra Leone, Burkina Faso, Uganda, Ivory Coast, and Niger are those countries that come after this and that are worthy of mention in terms of their contributions. In terms of the records of Wakalat Maal Awwal, those people who joined the Tariqa Jadid 74 years ago, their number is just over 5,000. That is the original people who joined Tariqa Jadid. And actually 300 or so people are still alive and giving their own chanda, and the remaining people who have passed away from those original contributors, approximately 3,200 of them, the Daftar Awwal, the office one of Tariqa Jadid, they are giving towards this scheme to reinstate their accounts. And around 2,000 of them, various other people of the Jamaat have reactivated their account and are contributing in their place. So by the grace of Allah, all those people from Daftar Awwal, the original contributors, are actually, their accounts have been reinstated. Khalifatul Masih Rabi wished for their accounts to be reinstated, and I also wish this, and for the last few years I have been saying this, and by the grace of Allah, all those original contributors, their accounts have been reinstated. In Pakistan, there are three large jamaats. First, Lahore, second, Rabwa, and third, Karachi. And in terms of overall contributions, in Rawalpindi, Islamabad, Multan, Bhawalpur, Mirpur Khas, Nawabshah, Dera Ghazi Khan, Jhelum, Khanivar, and Mahandi Bahuddin. Contributions. I have said about Lahore as well, that the Jamaat Ahmadiyya Lahore, in terms of physical sacrifices, in terms of giving up their life, they have come to the number one rank. But also in terms of monetary sacrifices, they have established their honor and they have become number one in it. And in terms of sacrifices towards Tehreek-e-Jadeed, they are at the top rank, at the number one. The Jamaat Ahmadiyya Lahore, the anguish that they faced, that is the martyrs, that anguish on them did not frustrate them or make them fall behind, but actually by the grace of Allah, this has enabled them to increase and quicken their sacrifices in the way of Allah. In terms of sacrificing your time, wealth, life, that pledge that they made, they are fulfilling that pledge, and by the grace of Allah they are fulfilling it in a beautiful manner. And also there are jamaats in other places in Pakistan as well. But actually they had a great incident in Lahore, and this is why I am mentioning it especially. After the incident in May, the youngsters and also the healthy Ansar as well, in a permanent fashion, they are giving their time for the Jamaat, and that pledge of sacrificing their time for the Jamaat is being fulfilled by these people. And similarly, in the same manner, and then also, they are actually ready to perform their duties in such places where there is always life-threatening circumstances. Actually, in Pakistan, every person's life is in danger. But a life of an Ahmadi, as I have said previously as well, he has a double threat against him. One, for being a Pakistani, and secondly, in terms of being an Ahmadi. He has a threat on his life in both these ways. May Allah quickly enable these threats to be removed from on top of our heads, and may the enemy be removed from their plans. In terms of Tehreek-e-Jadeed, it is the view of Wakalat Mal, and I will tell you about various countries as well, that they are not making enough efforts, or they are not making full efforts. Particularly those places where there are other projects taking place, or other mosques or other schemes ensuing. They think, or these countries where this is happening, that our projects, that is these mosques, etc., if they started making more attention towards Tehreek-e-Jadeed or other central obligations or central schemes, then those other schemes in their countries will be affected. I think that the administration of such countries, they are actually doing something bad for the people of their Jamaat. But most of all, they are actually doing something bad towards Allah. You should always remember this, that if the amount collected from this comes into the center, then a large part collected by the center actually is sent to Africa, to India, and to the other poor countries and the projects and schemes taking place therein. So therefore, it is only if you open your hearts to help other people, it is only then that Allah the Almighty will actually reward whatever money you give and will actually bless those projects that you are performing. In terms of the poor countries, when you go to see them, and when you look at the projects and the things that are being implemented and those mosques that are being made, which are very necessary to be made, then you will also partake of those prayers that are taking place there, if you help them. If you are performing these sacrifices for the sake of Allah the Almighty, and an Ahmadi only makes these sacrifices for the sake of Allah, if there is any shortage or shortcomings anywhere, or there is any weakness, it is only from the officers. If this is not something bad or an ill kind of way of thinking, then these people are underestimating Ahmadis. If you will increase in your belief and your trust, then inshallah Allah the Almighty will reward you. This, by the grace of Allah, these necessities are being fulfilled and they will continue to be fulfilled by the grace of Allah, and Allah will always continue to fulfill all of these needs. But if you partake of this, then you will also partake of those rewards and those blessings, and you will benefit from it. And you will also partake of the blessings and the rewards. As I have already said, Pakistan is at the first position. Then in terms of the different areas within that, Sialkot, Sargodha, Gujranwala, Narowal, Umarkot, Bahawalnagar, Hyderabad, Okada, Hafizabad, Mirpur, Azad Kashmir, areas within Pakistan. And in terms of distinguishing Jamaats is Vakhand, Kokargab, Atabad, Kumri, Sangar, Mosiwala, Lodra, Miawali and Gujar Khan. In terms of the UK, the first 10 Jamaats that have made sacrifice, it is, first of all, Mosque is at number 1. Then there is New Malden, Worcester Park, Surbiton, West Hill. Masjid West is a new Jamaat. Between Inam Park and the Mosque, they have been divided. This is a new Jamaat. Then there is Cheam, and then Manchester South, Rains Park, and Gillingham. And in terms of the small Jamaats, there is Scunthorpe, Cambridge, Bournemouth, Wolverhampton, Bromley, Lewisham, Leamington Spa, Hartlepool, Bristol and North Wales. This is the small Jamaats in UK. And apart from this, in terms of overall, there is 3 regions: London, North East, Midland and South region. There are actually 4, not 3, as we says. In terms of overall contributions in America, the first 4 Jamaats is Silicon Valley, Inland Empire, Chicago, Detroit, and Los Angeles East. In terms of Germany, the extraordinary Jamaats that have made sacrifices is Hamburg, Grossboro, Mainz, Wiesbaden, Darmstadt, and Duisburg. In terms of the small Jamaats, there is News, Augsburg, Marburg, and Mahdiabad. In terms of Canada, those Jamaats what you mentioned is Peace Village East, Edmonton, Peace Village Centre, Peace Village West, Calgary Northwest, and Peace Village South. They are joint. In terms of India, the first 10 positions are Kerala, number 2, Andhra Pradesh, number 3, Jammu or Kashmir, number 4, Tamil Nadu, number 5, Karnataka, 6, Bengal, 7, Orissa, 8, Punjab, 9, UP, and 10, Lakshadweep. As we said, I cannot pronounce the name properly. And in the first 10 country, Jamaats are Hyderabad, Kerala, Qadian, Punjab, Calcutta, Kananur Town, Chennai, Kerulai, Coimbatore, Bangalore, and Asnur. May Allah the Almighty, for all those people who have given towards this, bless what they have given, who for the sake of fulfilling the propagation of the guidance are partaking in it, and their sacrifices, may they continue to increase. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, I will present 2 of his extracts where he says that in terms of Chanda, it does not start from this, but it starts in terms of, it does not start now, but it started in terms of the previous Prophet as well. There was a time when there was a small indication for performing Chanda where everything in the house was given. The Prophet of Allah, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, that you should give something towards Allah. And it was his will that he would see that who would give the most towards Allah. Abu Bakr brought all that he had, and Umar brought half of it. And the Holy Prophet said, this is a difference between you. Then the Promised Messiah says, the companions were taught from the very outset, and they were taught this, that in terms of giving chanda, in terms of giving sacrifice, this has been mentioned therein. This is a pledge with Allah that they do. You should fulfill it. And against this, if you do not do this, this is a kind of dishonesty. And then he continues that just an individual cannot do anything. Just one person cannot do anything. But there is blessing in a united effort towards monetary sacrifices. Large empires result in jannah. The only difference is that they are worldly empires. They forcibly make people give tax towards them. But here, what we do is this. We leave it to people's intentions and resolution. By giving jannah, it increases you in your taqwa and in your righteousness, and this is something which increases you in your affection for Allah. The promised Messiah continues that have the glad tidings of this, that the field of attaining nearness is empty. Everybody is loving each other and loving the world, and that thing for which Allah is happy, or that thing for which Allah is pleased with, the world does not hold its attention towards that. Those people who want to fulfill this fully and with passion, it is an opportunity for them that they show what they can do. And they receive this special reward from Allah. Do not think that Allah will leave you to waste. You are a seed of Allah's hand that has been sown into the ground. And Allah has said this, that this seed will grow and continue to grow. And its branches will continue to come out and become a tree from all directions. So congratulations and be blessed to that people who has trust on Allah. And do not fear the adversities that you will face. The promised Messiah continues, those people who will be patient until the end of time, and these earthquakes and these afflictions that will come, and these afflictions like earthquakes that will come, and these kind of adversities that will come, and those people will mock at them, and the nations will be harsh towards them. A person who bears all these things will be triumphant in the end, and the doors of blessings will open up towards them. Hazur says, may Allah the Almighty enable us to fulfill all these expectations of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and those triumphs and victories that have been destined, may we witness them as well.
Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله